This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
With a number of outbreaks of the viral liver disease hepatitis A, men who have sex with men around Victoria are eligible for a free vaccination as of this week. While hepatitis A symptoms last for weeks or months and generally cause no long-term liver damage, anyone interested in protecting themselves can ask their doctor for a vaccine or go to a sexual health clinic. Dean Arcuri speaks to Melanie Eagle, the CEO of Hepatitis Victoria, about the hepatitis A outbreak and how you can get vaccinated and what you need to look for in case you're infected.
With 27 cases of hepatitis A recently being confirmed in Victoria and more under investigation, we spoke to Melanie Eagle, the CEO of Hepatitis Victoria, about why this hepatitis A outbreak is such a concern and how this differs from hepatitis B and C.
And it's a great opportunity to clarify something that's often quite confusing for people. They're all forms of viral hepatitis, meaning they're as a result of a virus, and they affect the liver. But they're quite different in that hepatitis A isn't chronic, so it doesn't go on to be an ongoing problem for the liver. It's only ever experienced as acute, and it then ends for the person. The symptoms go away, and they can't actually get it back. It's also different in that you can have a vaccination in relation to it, and then there's no curative treatment. You just kind of, if you do happen to get it, you manage the symptoms. B and C are really the ones that are of a significant health burden for Australia and the world. They're much more common. So we get actually each year 10 times as many notifications of hepatitis B and in addition of hepatitis C as we do of hepatitis A. And the problem is that they can be long-term chronic conditions that lead to serious liver disease, cirrhosis and liver cancer. And then they do vary even amongst themselves because there is a vaccine for hepatitis B but no cure. And for hepatitis C, there's no vaccine, but there is a cure. And people might have heard a bit about that recently, and that's fantastic. It's just been in Victoria that it's been noticed that there's been a larger than usual number of instances identified. Confirmed numbers as of the data I had on Friday were 30-odd cases and 11 suspected. The size, and usually over the course of a year in Australia, there's 600 cases. So this is, a cluster, yes, in Victoria.
With symptoms including nausea and vomiting, you may not know that you have hepatitis A straight away. We asked Eagle about the symptoms of Hep A and how it's transmitted.
They can vary. They can be mild or severe, but they're largely around fever, so nausea and vomiting, increased temperature, sweating, and muscle and joint aches. Other ones can be loss of appetite or diarrhea or certainly jaundice, but something that people might associate with hepatitis generally, so the yellowing of the skin and the eyes. It's the fecal-oral route is how hepatitis A is essentially transmitted, and that can be contrasted with B and C, which is, through the blood and sometimes through sexual fluids. So hepatitis A usually involves ingesting foodstuffs that have got fecal contamination. And so if you might remember the past berry outbreak that was a couple of years ago, and berries that had been washed in water that was contaminated by feces, for example. And that's why it's usually more common in situations where there's very poor sanitation, and so it's often in overseas countries that people actually contract hepatitis A.
Free vaccines for men who have sex with men in Victoria are available from Monday the 22nd of January, allowing protection from hepatitis A.
Great news. The Victorian government has made the vaccine free for men who have sex with men and for people who have injected in the last 12 months. What we're urging is that people make contact with their GP or their, sexual health service provider and discuss whether it's appropriate for them to have the vaccine, because now's the time that it'll be available over the course of this year. And it's a course of two doses, so best to act on it quickly.
The time between having the first dose of hepatitis A vaccine and the second is 6 months, which is why getting the first vaccination now, earlier in the year, is a smarter way to go.
Symptoms might take 14 to 28 days before you experience the symptoms after contracting them. And another relevant timing issue is that after you've had the vaccine, your immunity to contracting it can vary, but it can, you know, be about a month before you're immune, and that just depends on particular individual responses.
But it does beg the question, if hepatitis A is transferred predominantly orally by fecal matter on foodstuffs, why is the vaccine only available for Victorian men who have sex with men and injection drug users?
I don't know that why it happened amongst the, you know, particular more narrow cohort is understood, but it's a fact. It just, whenever all viral hepatitis are notifiable diseases, so when a healthcare professional becomes aware of it, a pathology service or a doctor, they have to notify the Department of Health. And when there's a cluster such as here or an outbreak, they'll then conduct an investigation to try to understand more about it so they can manage the risk of it spreading. In doing that investigation, they have just found that they happen to be the particular groups that have been affected. So they're not saying there's a particular unusual transmission route. And it's actually across Victoria. It's not centred in, you know, a particular location, which you know, might think could happen at some times. It just doesn't happen to be in this situation. So they're just notified by going back and doing what they call contact tracing, that they talk to the people who've reported, find out some of the characteristics and that what they found out, and so they're using that as an opportunity to target the response and make the vaccine free. People make contact with their GP or their, you know, sexual health service provider and discuss whether it's appropriate for them to have the vaccine, because now's the time that it'll be available. We're really encouraging people to do that and make use of this opportunity.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.